السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ، ونشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ، ونشہد ان سیدنا ونبینا ومولانا محمد عبدہ ورسولہ. قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. وقد قال الله تعالى، هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء. صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, our sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers, over the past few Mondays we have been discussing this beautiful miracle, and that is the creation of insan, the coming of the human being into this world, the coming of a baby or a child into this world. And we are doing comparison with the coming of the baby of taqwa. As the person is progressing, then there are some similarities between the two. We have discussed a number of issues, and instead of going backwards, we'll now try and move a little forward, because the baby does not keep going backwards. Progresses. It keeps moving ahead until the time comes for labor and delivery. So like that, the person who is a salik, the person who wants Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his life, and in his life also there must be some progress. There must be no such thing as abortion all the time. We discussed many issues, for example, when the changes are taking place. First, that menstrual period of that woman stops. In the same way, this person's sins, they stop immediately. Just as when the conception takes place, that impurity stops. In the same way, this person's sins must stop immediately. Then it will show that this person has conceived. Otherwise, there is no conception. So we will say that this person, when his sins stop completely, and that is after listening to some talk, after making sincere tawbah from his sins, the person has gone for umrah or hajj, or gone for jamaat, or sat in some majlis of waaz or nasihat or tafsir or hadith sharif, whatever it may be. Now at that moment, the deep-hearted tawbah that the person makes from his sin, it happens in many majalis. Even if you are listening, and listening sincerely, and with the intention of getting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's pleasure, then there comes a time in some bayan, waaz, nasihat, where the person really regrets, he expresses a kind of remorse deep in his heart, that why did I do these things in my life? And he becomes desirous, especially if that person who is giving the bayan, if he is also an Allah-wala, if he is not just one with flowery speech and beautiful words, but he is an ashiq of Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So then in those words, as you have heard many times, that those words, because they come out from the heart, and the heart of the Allah-walas are filled with noor of taqwa. So when these words come out from those hearts, they come out in the capsule of noor. And when it comes out in the capsule of noor, then it enters into the heart of the person with that noor. And that is what brings about that conception, that we may say. That at that moment, the person really deep desires that I become an Allah-wala. Especially when we listen to the bayans on sukoon-e-dil, that how can we get sukoon of our hearts? and what is the way to get there. Now, whilst listening to that bayan on sukoon-e-dil, that if we give up our sins, we make sincere tawbah, we turn towards Allah Ta'ala, we make an effort to fulfill the rights of people, we ask for maaf and forgiveness if we have done any kind of injustice to anybody, the person makes istighfar, he sheds tears of nadamat, then in this way he becomes an Allah one. And when he becomes connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will give him that sukoon. That sukoon will come into his heart. That sukoon-e-dil. It is not like some kind of petrol that you can take out from the ground, as Hazrat says. It's not, you can't bore it. It is something that descends from the top. Because what is sukoon? He said, it is from sakina. And what is sakina? Hiya nurun yastaqirru fil qalb. That nur which comes and descends in the heart and it establishes itself. By way of explanation, that it becomes so solid in that heart that nothing can shake that person. Look at the kind of bridges that they build over the rivers and over the lakes and over the sea. What kind of bridges? And all kinds of storms lash at it and they're still solid. But this person's iman becomes even more strong than that. So therefore we say that this person, when he listens to these bayans on sukoon-e-dil, and how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he is pleased with someone, then how he gives that person sukoon in his heart, he gives that person happiness in his heart, under all conditions the person has some kind of calmness that we can't even place a tag on it, or tab on it, we can't understand it. Look at some of our mashayikh, they're paralyzed, some of them have got stroke, some of them have got other kinds of sicknesses and pain. But if you have to go and look at them, there is such a kind of sukoon that you will find there that even we with our pains forget our pains. Now what is that? That is that nur that is descending. Hiya nurun yastaqirru fil qalb. Now that is descending on their hearts, but the people around they also are enjoying that sukoon. So there comes a time, that provided the person, as I said, is not just giving bayans, it's not just bayans. Kyun aah mein kuch taaseer nahi, kya ishq ka dil mein teer nahi. Kyun aah mein kuch taaseer nahi, kya ishq ka dil mein teer nahi. جب خود ہی نہیں نور دل میں ممبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے. He says that why is there no effect nowadays in the ah of ours? Why is there no effect in our bayans? Why is there no effect in our lectures? Why is there no effect in all our talks, in all our conferences, in all our seminars? Why is there no effect? Kya ishq ka dil mein teer nahi? Is it that the spear of ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hasn't penetrated our hearts? Or the spear of the love of Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hasn't entered our hearts? Kya ishq ka dil mein teer nahi? He says, jab khud hi nahi noor dil mein, when the person himself doesn't have the noor in his heart, mimbar pe wo kya barsayenge? Then from the mimbars you'll only hear speech. And that will be for a little while, it will have some kind of effect and that's the end of it. Because the people are going to look at that person's actions and deeds. No matter what flowery and beautiful speech you can give, but after that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. If the person is seen in any kind of haram establishment or place, all his izzat and respect and honor and everything goes down the drain. We will get some supporters even of such people in those decisions of this. There will be some. It will suit them. But they won't be noor then in that bayan. Even if that person's bayan makes a person cry, but that noor won't settle in the heart. Khud hi nahi noor dil. And unfortunately, that is our condition. I am including myself in that list, which is just nothing but bayan. Allah Ta'ala must give me also the noor of that ishq and noor of taqwa, so that it has an effect and an impact on the listeners and on my own heart. So therefore, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Zahmat Barakatuhum, my Shaykh, he says very beautifully, kya ishq ke dil mein teer nahi, and jab khud hi nahi noor dil mein, to minbar pe wo kya barsayenge. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept effect and ta'seer in everything. In everything there's an effect, there's a ta'seer, as we say. If a person sits by the heater, he will feel the warmth. If he sits in a room which is air-conditioned and cool or cold, then that's what he's going to feel. There is effect in everything. If he puts his finger on the fire, it's going to burn. Doesn't mean that if he's an Allah wala, then his finger won't burn. There are karamats, we don't deny that. Miracles. But those are exceptions. But in reality, if anybody has to put his hand on the fire, it's going to burn. So like that, in words also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept effect. In words also Allah Ta'ala has kept effect. And sometimes when we see the effect of a fasiq, fajir speech on somebody, the person giving the speech is like myself, and then we find the effect on the hearts of people. So then it is not the person whose words are having the effect. Sometimes we get mistaken and we think that the person's words had an effect. But in reality it is the words of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala which the person is quoting, or the words of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the words of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majma'een, or the words of the Mashayikh, the Muhaddithin, Mufassirin, Awliya Ikram, and that is what having that effect. So therefore the speaker must not get carried away. He must check. Because many a times I've mentioned this, that people sometimes believe that it is my speeches, my words that change the lives of so many. Whereas when we look at his own life, nothing has changed there. The person's own life, nothing has changed. So that clearly shows that it is the words that Allah Ta'ala sometimes puts the effect. Because the listener is sincere. The listener is desirous of a change in his life. The listener is ashamed of the evil actions and deeds that he has been engaging in. The listener does not want to leave this world in a state that Allah Ta'ala is displeased with him. He wants to leave this world in a state that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him. And he is acknowledging his mistakes, he is sad about it. He tries also, he makes the effort also. But due to human weakness, sometimes he does not seem to succeed. So then for such people, still there is great hope. Because they are sincere. So Allah Ta'ala makes it such that the words after that of, that are being conveyed have an effect. So we were discussing this baby that is going to be born. And on the other side, the salik. And we are talking about the different changes that come in their lives. On the one hand, the changes that are outward. Outward changes a person can make out that this woman is now pregnant. There's that morning sickness and everything else that we discussed. And on the other side, the salik also. He also, because he has made tawbah, he doesn't want to go back to those sins. So shaitan and nafs feel tremendous pressure. They start suffering morning sickness. Shaitan gets morning sickness. And we discuss some other issues. Now we can move a little forward. As I mentioned that this were some informal bayans that took place. And alhamdulillah, it's compiled into a book, inshallah. It will be printed whenever Allah Ta'ala wills. But as I'm discussing it again, more and more things are being added on. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif mentions very, very clearly that he is the one who creates in the wombs of the mothers. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. No matter what science tells us, and whoever says it's all automatic, then he must be the greatest stupid in the world. Automatic, everything is just happening. The baby is being formed automatic. Nobody's hand is over it. Nobody's qudrat and power is over it. How can we ever believe a thing like that? If that was the case, tell them just do the same thing. Automatic, move some automatic machines everywhere. Anybody wants a baby, go and put some money in there and press a button. Will it happen? So why our aqal doesn't work right when it comes to this? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he creates in the darkness of the mother's stomach. When man has to make anything, then he always looks for light. When you ask the person, when you commencing your production in the factory, he say, we haven't been connected as yet with the ESCOM electrical power. We don't have power still. It's all darkness there. That's why we cannot really do anything. There must be some power. It is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat and power that in the darkness Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala causes this baby to grow. As many a times you may have heard in my du'as that if there is a tiny black ant walking on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching the movement of that ant. He is watching the movement of that ant. A dark night, pitch black rock, black ant, and crawling on that rock, and Allah ta'ala is watching. And not only watching, he is even providing risk and sustenance for those ants. As I mentioned in the Jumu'ah Bayan, about those elephants, that whole troop that went past, and afterwards those ants which were to die, died, and those that were to survive, they survived even between those legs of, and the huge feet of those elephants. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one, as you heard that incident, which I must have mentioned many times. That Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, oh Allah, how do you provide for all your creatures and insects, and for the insects and for human beings and for animals in the jungle and for fish in the sea and everything you provide for? How do you provide? Not that he had any kind of doubt, but he wanted to see something. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told him to take your staff and knock on the rock. One of the rocks, he told him to knock on it. So he knocked for the first time, cracked. Second time, even more split. And the third time, when it cracked, then it sees a tiny little ant with a fresh kind of a twig in its mouth. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was hayran. He was really surprised. But the greater surprise was when he started hearing this tasbih of that ant. Now we can't hear. It doesn't mean that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give qudrat and power, then he makes you listen to anything. As Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam could understand the languages of all the creatures and insects and everything. That famous incident where one time the mosquitoes complained to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam that this strong breeze, when it blows, then it blows us away. We are sitting having some picnic, some braai, some meeting, and the strong breeze comes and takes us all away. Someone goes this end, someone goes that end. So he's doing injustice. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, well then gather all your mosquitoes and then we have to call the defendant also, because you have laid a complaint, you are the plaintiff. So all the mosquitoes came, and then Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam ordered the breeze to come. When the breeze came, all the mosquitoes were gone. There was no plaintiff and defendant left there. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given him, and it's mentioned in the Quran Sharif of his listening to that ant and everything else. We're not going in that direction. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam listens to the tasbih of that ant. Subhana man yarani. Subhana man yarani. Glorifying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. All glory to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who sees me. Wa ya'rifu makani. He knows my address also, that I'm right in the middle of this rock, right in the center of it. We can't search it. All our GPS would have failed. If we ask the GPS people to make something like that, we can find one ant right inside a rock. Can they find it? But he says that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows my address. He knows where I am. Wa yasma'u kalami. Not only that, he even listens to my speech. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala listens to my speech also. This tasbih that I'm making, Allah Ta'ala is listening. What a kind of Allah. What qudrat, what power, what might. And then he says that Allah is such that he gives me rizq and sustenance. Wala yansani. And he doesn't forget. It's not that we say we forgot to feed him today, we forgot to give him medication today, or forgot this or forgot that, nothing. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is providing every day. Allah Ta'ala wanted to show him the Qudrat. So that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's power. That in the mother's stomach, Allah Ta'ala is causing the baby to grow. So whilst the person is, or whilst that baby is growing, as you said that we see many, many changes coming in this mother. Many changes. But after a certain period of time, if it's a normal child, and it's going to be a normal birth, then we find that that woman gets over those early days of morning sickness and everything else. Now it will be, of course, the weight of the baby, and it will be the other things that go with it. Now what she will do is she will go, and this is not something that we are recommending, that she must keep going for scan. Because some scans are scans, and some are scams. And some are just empty cans. Nothing. I have seen so many cases, wallah, believe me, I'm not speaking a word of lie, where the gynecologist said that you must abort this child because he's going to be born with a Down syndrome. And he's going to have a big head, and he's going to have this, and he's going to have that. Now this person, I was following, there were many, many cases, but this one case I can't forget. That person was so down because he was, or his wife was now expecting after many years, and first child, and already they said that this is what the scan is showing. I said, don't be so disappointed. He gave her some ayats to read. Gave some water. He said, make tawbah, istighfar, turn towards Allah Ta'ala, beg him, ask her. For normal child, but don't abort. Alhamdulillah, after some time, this person brought the baby in his hand and came. He said, who is this? He said, this is my child. He said, this is your child. He said, Alhamdulillah. He said, those gynecology don't want to see me now. And I tell them about the scams. They don't want to see me. So it is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We don't say that all the time they are wrong also. It can be a correct reading, but at the same time it's not that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala cannot change the condition. Within the mother's stomach, what power does anybody from the outside have? Nothing. So with yaqeen, with sincere tawbah, istighfar and plenty of du'as, in so many cases, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has changed what they saw on the scan. But our women folk are just excited. They want to know whether it's a boy or a girl. They want to know whether it's got a big head or a small head. They want to know whether it's white or black. They want to know whether it's got big toes or small toes. Everything they want to know while the baby is still in the stomach. Then they get disappointed sometimes. So we are not suggesting that. I'm not suggesting that. This is just by way of analogy and some example that how the woman keeps going to the gynecologist or to the specialist and say, now check the scan, everything's alright. They keep on going like that until they arrive at the 9th month. So this specialist or the gynecologist tells the mother that everything is okay, baby is in the right position, and there is nothing to worry, nothing to fear, everything is above board, as we say. Gives some assurance. And sometimes the gynecologist or the specialist gives them a shock. Say that it will be very sad, very disappointing news for you, bad news for you. The baby is in the bridge position, it's in this position or that position, and probably it might not be a normal birth. There could be a kind of miscarriage that could take place. So therefore what you have to do is you have to look after yourself, you have to have bed rest, you have to do this, you have to do that, and they give them a whole long speech. So I said that this is just by way of analogy, not that I'm suggesting. But however, the same is the case with those who are progressing in this path, which we term as suluk. Suluk with the sins. The person who is a salik. So now what happens is that he also gets sometimes, because of his weakness in his actions and deeds, he sometimes loses out on that progress that was taking place. Because he left the cinema, he left the disco, he left the zina, he left the porn sites, he left all those things. Now that baby was forming, the taqwa was coming into his life. The outward changes had already come, whereby he kept his beard, now he wears his pant above the ankles, the person can be recognized as a Muslim. The person's beard is one fish length, and the person has made the outside changes, and he has given up all those areas of sin. But now still there was a need for the inside changes, which we discussed last week, that there's a need for inside changes. Now before the inside changes really took place, he came 50%, 60%, and there was an abortion. The person went back to the cinema, or he went back to the theater, went back to the porn sites, he went back to the haram sites. Different places again he got caught. So just as that woman is told by that specialist or gynecologist that this baby is not in the right position, and it will cause great amount of pain and suffering at the time of birth, and you could even probably end up with an abortion, or you will have to end up with miscarriage or something like that. So this person has to go to a Shaykh Kamil. That is where the Shaykh Kamil comes in. No Shaykh Kamil will claim loudly and boldly that I am the Shaykh Kamil, must come to me. He will say exactly what my Hazrat says. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. Use aa gaya hai jeena, use aa gaya hai marna. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, use aa gaya hai jeena, use aa gaya hai marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab, tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna. I think I mentioned some time back that on one occasion, after having recited Salat and Salam at the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and suddenly without any planning, these verses of the poetry start coming onto my tongue. Right from there I'm walking back, going towards the Riyazul Jannah, the same thing. Kisi ahle dil ki sohban jo mili kisi ko akhtar. Use aa gaya hai jeena, use aa gaya hai marna. And the earlier ashar that are in there. میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. So I began to ponder over it, that why suddenly these ashar. And then suddenly it flashed in my mind that you are saying, میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، اس تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. My life's ambition, my life's desire, the khulasa of my life, everything is tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. So who was a greater aashiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala than Nabiyye Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who could have been greater than him, an aashiq of Nabi Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Can anybody in his life show that kind of ishq and muhabbat for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed? So this is what it means, that tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. That means, oh Allah, create the condition that I live here, where your ushaq are, where your lovers are, and where the greatest of all lovers, and that is Nabiyye Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat, that is what I was discussing. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat. That this person now, he also goes to any ahle dil. Just as that woman keeps going to some gynecologist and some specialist and keeps on checking at the scans or the scams. In the same way, but this person looks for an ahle dil. The person who is a person of heart. The heart which is throbbing with the love of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. He also searches for such a person. And that person scans him. He also does a scanning. And then that Allah wala, kisi ahle dil, whoever is ahle dil, as long as it's ahle dil, the person must be a person of heart. Everything has got a heart. The monkeys have got heart. The donkeys have got heart. The dogs have got hearts. But nobody has called all these animals as ahle dil, although they got hearts. But up till now we haven't heard that anybody tells us that I'm going to the Burman bush and I'll be spending a few days in the company of the ahle dil monkeys there. Have you heard of him? See, he'll be going to spend a few days, because then he'll become a real monkey himself. So they go to the ahle dil, and the ahle dil will scan their hearts and say, no, this baby is not in the right position. Your taqwa doesn't seem right still. You've got a lot of jealousy in you. You've got a lot of malice in you, even though you may have spent many years and many days. But it hasn't been formed still properly. You've got a lot of arrogance in you. You've got a lot of pride in you. There is no shukr and sabr and zuhad and qanaat in you. If it is an ahle dil and we are sincere, we are going to him so that he may tell us what our weaknesses are, and we also don't hide our weaknesses from him, then he is going to give us some prescription to put it right and tell us that don't worry, never mind, take it easy and just keep to your masjid, madrasa, some tilawat of the Quran Sharif, some zikrullah, stay away from bad company, because that is what is going to cause a lot of harm, no matter what the temptation is there. Like how that woman is told that no matter how much the temptation to now eat this and drink that and do all that, but don't do it, otherwise you'll lose your baby. So like that, this person is told that be careful, be on guard. Distance yourself from those people who are taking you to the cinemas and discos and theaters and zina and haram places. Then you will have to distance yourself. And no matter what the taqaza and demand of the nafs is, that I must watch this haram, I must watch. The heart will never be satisfied until I have watched. But say, na dekhenge, na dekhenge, hargiz, na inko hargiz, inko na dekhenge. Na dekhenge, na dekhenge, hargiz inko na dekhenge. Jinko dekhne se dosto rab mera naraz hota hai. Something is very famous. It says, na dekhenge, na dekhenge, argiz inko na dekhenge. Jinko dekhne se dosto rab mera naraz hota. We have to talk to this nafs. We have to talk to the heart. We have to talk to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. People are talking all the time. People are talking to flowers now. They say you can talk to flowers, they listen to you. People are talking to monkeys and donkeys. And it's not far-fetched also. You can, when you talk to the parrot, doesn't it listen carefully and start repeating the same words? So that shows it was listening. You were talking to the parrot, it was listening. We were in one place yesterday. So the parrot starts saying, namaz time, namaz time. Now that father must have been getting up his son for the hifz class. So he's shouting, namaz time. So just like that father he was begging, namaz time, namaz time. Get up, get up. So that shows the parrot was listening carefully too. Therefore when you go to any house with his parrots, you must be careful how you speak. For some parrots, they learned all the swear words from the couple that owned that parrot. And when they were sold, they start swearing every visitor that came there. That parrot starts swearing all the visitors that come there. Nevertheless, so this person now, he is told that this scan shows that these are your weaknesses and shortcomings. So you will have to go against your taqazas of sin. There is no other way. Which other way? We want it both ways. That we want to do the wrong too, and we want Allah Ta'ala also. And then sometimes we say, for so many years I'm trying but nothing is happening. How is it going to happen? When we do not want to go against our evil wishes and desires. And Allah Ta'ala is not hating us or want to put us into some taklif or difficulty or hardship. Allah Ta'ala loves us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give us diamonds. And in our pockets we got stones and pebbles. Now if a person has got pebbles in his pocket, pebbles from the street he picked up, his little child, and put it into his pocket. And now while he's running, somebody holds him and want to take those pebbles out and want to put diamonds inside. So the person is screaming that, no, no, leave me, leave me. He said, but I want to put diamonds in your pocket. He said, no, leave me. I know you want to take my pebbles away. Now, the person who's got diamonds, will he worry about your pebbles? He wants to give the diamonds. He wants to give us pearls. He wants to give us precious gems. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us sukoon in our lives. He wants to give us the best of dunya. The best in our qabr. The best in the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us a life of happiness under all conditions. Outward conditions can be anything. Outward condition of poverty, condition of accident, condition of operation, condition of ill health, condition of anything. They'll take medication, they'll complain also of the pain too, but inside the heart is a kind of sukoon. There's an ocean of sukoons. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives it from His. Now that's what He wants to give to us. बेकैफी में भी तो हमने एक कैफ मुसलसल देखा है. After so many months or I don't know years, otherwise this was on my tongue almost every majlis. बेकैफी में भी तो हमने एक कैफ मुसलसल देखा है. जिस हाल में वो रखते हैं उस हाल को अकमल देखा है. जिस हाल में भी वो रखते हैं उस हाल को अकमल देखा है. जिस राह से वो ले जाते हैं उस राह को असहल देखा है. जिस राह को हम तजवीज करें उस राह को असकल देखा है. For those who don't know Urdu and may be listening to it for the first time, that whatever the kaifiyat, in whatever condition I am, it is the best of conditions I am finding. A kaif, a musalsal, a kind of a sukoon, a kind of a kaifiyat that you can't describe in words. Be kaifi may be to hamne, because the person is down due to his illness, sickness, whatever weakness may be, poverty. But because his gaze is on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, therefore he says, jis hala mein bhi wo rakhte hain, us hala ko akmal dekha hai. In whichever condition my Allah keeps me, I found that to be the best of all conditions. The road and routes through which he takes me, I found that to be the easiest of all routes. And the route which I choose, I found that to be the most difficult of all routes. But of course, it doesn't mean that you don't adopt the means. The correct means must be adopted, and then you can say this. If a person has got sugar diabetes, but he wants halwa, biscuit, cake, chocolate, falooda, and ice cream, and then say, jis hala mein bhi wo rakhte hai, so then that will not be right. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you. So that Salik also will be now checking out all the time. And then when he is told what he has to do, then he has to do that. Otherwise, just as that woman will lose her baby, he will also lose that whole baby of taqwa. Finish. All that effort back to square one, start again. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the best of dunya, akhirat, make us his walis, his friends, bless us with his closeness, with his marifat, with faqeen. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ka ummeed karam aala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, as-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een, ya arhamar rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahim, Ya Arhamar Rahim, Ya Zal Jalal wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalal wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalal wal Ikram. Ya Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us, Ravi. Ab bahut kamzor hai, zayif inda hawa hai. Jaise bhi hai, tere bande hai, whatever we may be, we are your slaves. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, more than the entire creation put together. Hey, Rabbe Kareem, your forgiveness, your mercy is so vast, that just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Hey, Rabbe Kareem, humare haal par raham farma. Open the floodgates of maghfirat for us, floodgates of rahmat for us. Hey, Rabbe Kareem, O my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. make us yours and become ours. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Hey, Rabbe Kareem, hum bimar hai. Shifa tere haath mein. Don't test us, by Allah. We acknowledge that indeed we are the greatest of all sinners on the surface of the earth. Hamari maghfirat kar le. Whoever is sick, whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes amongst us, Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless everyone with complete shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties with plentiful of halal risk. Ya Rabbi Kareem, hame apna bana le, hamara ban ja. Bless us with your closeness, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust in you. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of tilawat of the Qur'an Sharif, with the noor of zikrullah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction in our lives. When the departure of our time comes, Ya Rabbi Kareem, when the time for departure comes, take us to Madina Sallallahu. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah, with barriyah in Baqi. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed kar aaya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. And the ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, problems, hardship, pain and suffering of the entire mankind around the globe. And especially the ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Sudan, Somalia, Pakistan, Ya Rabbi Kareem, which part of the world the Ummah is not suffering? And yet we are so negligent, so indifferent, so unconcerned. Our fun and entertainment and pleasures of the haram kind continues. Why is the blood of our Muslim brothers and sisters and children is flowing? What hypocrites we are, by Allah. You are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of every individual. With your fazl and kindness, remove the suffering, pain and problem. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم أبي كريم those who have passed away fill their graves with nur bless them with جنة الفردوس give their family members with them كن صبر جميل أجر عظيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين